welcome back to this very special. Are we eight now? Are we eight or nine?
Nine. Game day.
I'm pretty sure we're
almost double digits.
We're nine. Oof, we're almost at double digits. Wow.
It's also game day.
It's also game day. Brady, what's happening today?
Game day. Potatoes are playing.
All right. So we want to give a shout out to the
Dollar Potatoes.
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to the Dollar at Civics, aka the DDO Dollar Potatoes.
Yeah.
They played a great game yesterday. CST was there, and CST will be broadcasting the game. Not live, because I don't know if we have the technology yet, but we're going to be broadcasting
the game. Put on the company card.
Yeah,
oh,
so
that works too.
We're going to, I guess we're going to buy the equipment and put it on the company credit card. But before that, let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get into the ninth episode. So, last week we talked about some of the NFL free agency signings.
But a lot more has happened since.
A lot more has happened, and Brady can't control himself right here. Brady, what do you think about LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount.
We just really like saying his name, let's be real.
I think it was a good signing.
So, I think it was a terrible signing. We're going to talk about our winners, I guess winners and losers so far. We're going to go over a couple deals.
LeGarrette Blount's the best running back in the league.
That's a bold prediction. Keep the bold predictions right there. Brady can say that with a straight face, just for the record.
Well, no. The guy is a two-time Super Bowl champion with two different teams. How many people say they've done that?
I don't know.
Many?
Stat check.
I think Deion Sanders? No.
Hey,
maybe.
Bo Jackson did it in two different sports.
Todd Haley.
Yeah, but he wasn't
the black player. One. Yes.
What?
No. It's not even my Todd Haley.
What? Okay.
Bo Jackson did it in two different sports.
Yes, true. Okay, so, Brady. Shut up for a second.
A second, or like an hour, maybe.
What I want this segment to accomplish, basically, is I want to talk about some free agent signings, and I want to revert back to our elementary school days. I want you guys to give them some grades.
I didn't do so good in elementary school.
So, you're going to be a teacher for once, somehow.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah.
Yes!
I want you to...
Detention! F!
Oh, goddamn.
You're expelled.
No one can see who you're pointing at.
Brady's just recapitulating his elementary school.
I was a good boy. I never got detention.
Okay, so I want you guys to give teams or specific signings grades. You want to start off? I will throw one out there. Baltimore Ravens signed Michael Crabtree after.
It's definitely to fill that void. Yeah.
Well, after you hear the whole Ryan Grant thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Grant signed a four-year, $29 million deal.
He didn't pass his...
The Ravens, I don't know what crap they were snorting. Or why.
Ozzie Newsom's last year. He's like, you know what?
I'm just saying, I don't know where Ryan Grant deserved a four-year, $29 million contract, but apparently he did. I wouldn't even say it was market value. I would give that signing like an F- or like a Z or
that,
something.
That,
like,
you know, that was
It's like a D&E, did not even rate it.
Yeah.
That was them saying there's no receivers out there. Does this guy... We'll just give him everything we have just so he won't go anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, like, you could say... Ryan Grant was supposed to fill that void by Woodhead.
Macklin.
And Macklin, yeah. But, I mean, still. But Ryan Grant is not worth that at all.
Well, it's...
Yeah, decent season last year.
I don't know who they thought they were signing. Maybe they thought they were signing, like...
Maybe
they thought it was like Ryan Tannehill by accident. They just got like a great deal on Ryan Tannehill.
Maybe they thought they swapped the deals on Michael Crabtree.
At this point, Michael Crabtree wasn't a free agent.
He wasn't a free agent yet.
So the whole thing is he failed his physical.
Because he had a card on his foot that was infected.
That was
really?
Bashaud Breeland.
You sure about that?
Yeah, you told me that yesterday.
Sorry, I didn't mention that.
Ryan Grant was because of an ankle problem that no one declared.
Oh. Even better.
So the Ravens lucked out, and then they even lucked out more. They signed Michael Crabtree. What was it? 3 years, $21 million, I think.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, they lucked out like I do.
They would have paid Ryan Grant.
They paid Ryan Grant more,
which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's a joke.
It's disgusting.
What do we think?
Doesn't show you anybody could do anything. I think somebody in that front office should be fired.
Well, the guy's actually leaving after this year, so
maybe that's probably why he's
probably fired.
Yeah,
give it a grade. Come on, give me a grade somewhere.
Ravens or just this move
for the Ravens.
I'm gonna say a D minus.
D minus.
Yeah, the only reason why they got an actual letter grade that's not an F is because they actually got Michael Crabtree, who has potential to actually be a solid receiver. Like he could be a decent receiver. He's shown promise. Like look at him back when he was on the 49ers. He actually was like a decent.
He played better with the Raiders, just like even last year. He's amazing.
Well, yeah, also because Amari Cooper was trapped.
No, I think he just caught a lot of touchdowns. That's where a lot of his value comes from. Right.
That's fantasy value. But like,
yeah, but what I'm saying
well, no,
is,
but he's always been number one, number two.
Yeah, either way, look, he has the potential to actually give them some receiving the receiving core a solid boost, which is why I gave them a D minus and an F.
So Brady, give me a grade.
I give it a C minus. I think they need to bring either Macklin or Wallace back because I think they need to have another receiver next.
Okay,
year.
But
Wallace still playing this season?
This is about like the signing itself. Like
yeah, I said D
for
minus.
The signing itself.
I said C minus.
For the signing itself, I'd give it a B plus. I think
yeah,
like,
B plus.
Oh, I was saying as a whole. I was saying as a whole.
Yeah,
like including the Ryan Grant shit, including everything.
Oh
no.
The
Baltimore Ravens as a whole.
But what I'm saying is, for this signing specifically, I'd give it like a B plus. I mean, it's probably one of the better receivers you can get out there. Like Michael Crabtree is not a bad receiver whatsoever.
Not yet.
He's a red zone threat. He's a big guy. Joe Flacco can bomb it up to him. I think it's actually going to fit rather well. whether he'll have the fantasy success, I don't know. Just because you go from like Derek Carr to Joe Flacco, I mean, we all know Joe Flacco is not elite, right? Mm-hmm. So,
but like I said yesterday, Joe Flacco's won a Super Bowl more recently than Ben Roethlisberger has.
Okay. Yes, you rubbed that in my face, but that's okay.
Okay, but Brady has lost it more recently than Ben Roethlisberger has.
Okay, all right.
Wait, but they also signed John Brown. What do you think about that? One year, one and done thing.
Yeah, it's. I think they're kind of they're covering their ass a bit because they definitely have to sign
they
someone.
Need receivers.
Sorry, they have to draft someone as well. So like, they're definitely covering their ass a bit there.
Yeah. So we'll see. And Perryman's still coming to come back hopefully.
Yeah, I honestly think Rashad
could break out. If
maybe.
He's healthy. If he's healthy,
bold prediction.
Bold
prediction. Rashad Perriman has a breakout season.
Okay.
No, because he has Joe Flacco at quarterback, so
he's not elite.
All right. Now, next. Dontari Poe. 3 years, $27 million with Carolina.
Oh,
give me
God.
A grade. Give me a grade.
Oh, God.
Give me a grade.
Oh, God.
I think it was a B plus.
I'll give it an A.
I'll give it a B plus. That was a solid A. Time. 3 years, $27 million is unreal.
Okay, now. Consider that they gave him 3 years, $27 million, but the Eagles gave Haloti Ngata 1 year, $3 million. Which is a better deal?
Obviously, 3 years, $27 million. Do you do math?
I would say the Eagles got a better deal giving Haloti
Ngata. Oh, they got a better deal. Yes, I was
talking
about the player
wise.
Side, player point
no,
of view.
Like,
I was saying the entire Poe was getting. Obviously, yeah, Haloti Ngata, like, Eagles.
This guy's
got
old as shit. He's like, what is he? 34, 35?
Who, Haloti Ngata?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Ngata.
LeGarrette Blount.
He's 34, yeah.
Yeah, he's 34, so he only has 1 year left, really. I don't think he's that much. Like, Dontari Poe, big, effective defensive tackle in a 4-3 defense that. And they have Cam Shorts also. So, like, they literally just put in the middle. You're not running up the middle now. Luke Kuechly there, you know, that's like literally middle set. You're not getting through there.
Yeah.
So. I think Carolina did a better move in the sense that they solidified the run defense.
Okay.
You don't need Ngata? No, what are you doing?
Haloti Ngata.
Yeah, you got me saying Ngata. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to fuck Brady up.
Haloti Ngata is more of a pass rushing defensive tackle. You know, he used to, when he was younger, he was a 3-4 defensive end with Baltimore, remember? You know?
Yeah.
So that's when he was younger, he was more of a pass rusher. Now he's playing defensive tackle as like you know 4-3 because he's a little bit older, and he's a little bit. I feel like he also slimmed down a little bit too, but whatever. That makes him a pass rusher, defensive tackle. But
okay.
I just don't think he's gonna make I think he's gonna make less of an impact on the Eagles than Poe will for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I say I like Dontari Poe's deal better. Obviously getting paid more, but that's because he's going to produce more, right? If Haloti was going to produce more, he probably got just as much money, you know? So, money-wise, obviously, Eagles give him $3 million is nothing, so it's like a good...
It's like a one-year deal,
you
too.
You look at it like, oh, it's a good deal, but really... Yeah.
Also,
whatever.
Surprisingly, Julius Peppers didn't choose to retire. Instead, he's
staying in Carolina, isn't he?
Yeah, one more
for
year.
For a year, $5 million.
Yeah.
At 38 years old.
The guy's an animal.
Yeah,
he's
a monster.
Huge... He's still one of the top defensive ends, you know.
He's fifth.
I definitely would. He's not at all one of the top defensive ends. I'm considering him in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he's one of the top.
Come on, are you kidding me?
Top like 20 pass rusher.
Are you kidding me right now?
You're gonna name 20
better pass rushers.
You want me to name you 20 better pass rushers? If you let me do my research, okay. NFL pass rushers. Let's just look at all the NFL pass rushers. Best pass rushers. Okay, listen. All I'm saying is Julius Peppers is a rotation guy on any team right now. Any team.
You want me to name you 20? He's so old.
Yeah. He doesn't have production anymore in him. Well, if you rotate him in. Does. If you rotate... He can have have that short burst.
Yeah.
That clutch sack. Perfect. That short burst.
Yes.
Can you have him in for all the defensive plays? Hell no.
That he's 38 years old right now.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. For what he's going to do, he's one of the best.
Literally every NFL team has at least one better pass rusher than Julius Peppers. That's 30 right there. You want me to name them all? I will personally go into every single one of them, waste 10 minutes doing it, just to prove you wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm proving you wrong right now because you're a dumbass. All right, so let's shift from giving grades to players. I want you to give grades to teams. So I want you guys to give me winners and losers of free agency. Let's start with team-wise, all right? Team-wise, wrap.
I mean, I got to go with my bias. I think that,
biased.
I think that the Vikings they got a solid free agency here.
Okay, expand. Yeah.
So first of all, they finally got a quarterback that has proven himself in the past that could actually possibly do well. And I think my bold prediction that I said before
was the recording. Himself?
And they gave him guaranteed money.
which is a bad idea.
All of it guaranteed.
They fucked up. But look, they got Kirk Cousins. I think he's gonna be done. What?
What has he done?
He's thrown for over 4,000 passing yards in the past three seasons.
So is Matt Schaub. Where's Matt Schaub?
In the past three seasons?
No, your point's completely mute.
Why?
In Matt Schaub's time, compared to in Kirk's time, Matt Schaub's nothing right now. Matt Schaub's rien. He's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't get your point right here.
I'm saying he's like a Matt Schaub.
He's Matt Schaub.
From when Matt Schaub went to go get his big contract, he had the same amount of success.
Okay.
And now Kirk's doing the same thing. But I'm saying, what has Kirk proven?
Look.
You could say Joe Flacco's a better quarterback. You could make that argument.
But Joe Flacco's not elite.
Yeah, so is Kirk.
Okay, Brad, continue.
Okay, anyways, they also got Trevor Siemian, which kind of like solidified that second backup quarterback. I mean, just in case. Yeah, I mean, it's nobody really there. It's just extra money.
It wasn't awful when he played for Denver, really.
It wasn't great either. Anyways, and then they also got Sheldon Richardson, who I like that at defensive tackle.
Yeah, their defense was scary, and now adding Sheldon Richardson to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I was looking at their team now. I was like,
like the whole division's scary now.
Yeah.
Do you have a loser from free agency? A certain team, a loser.
let me think about that. Come back to
all
me.
All right, Brady, give me your winner.
Winner? I have two.
Okay, give me one.
Give me one. The Tennessee Patriots.
Okay, that's fair. I can't even argue, but expand.
Well, they brought in Deion Lewis, who's a very good change of pace. To Derrick King Henry, not even Derrick. I don't want to call him Derrick Henry. It's King Henry. She's a very good change of pace, third down back. They brought in Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, that tandem again from the New England Patriots. Very, very solid corners there. They have a very solid secondary now. Mm-hmm. I like the Mike Vrabel head coach. You know, that was a very good hire. who else did they bring in? Those are their moves they made. So far, they re-signed Josh Klein, O-line, to help make the O-line better. Mm-hmm. I think they're putting some good weapons around Marcus Mariota to have him succeed, you know?
Okay.
They're building for there.
You know what?
And my loser?
And my bold prediction last
Dallas
night.
Dallas Cowboys. Haven't done shit. Haven't signed one player yet.
Well, right next to Ethan's team there.
They signed.
Toussaint? That's it.
The Steelers signed John Bostic this morning.
Hold on.
The Steelers are never a big player in free agency. This is from like a personal Steelers fan perspective. The Steelers are never a player in free agency. As much as I wanted us to get Tyrann Mathieu, and like I was like, guys, do something. Like, you know, like the meme where like you're poking and like,
yeah, do something. Like Juju, get him here.
Yeah, like Juju, get him here. Juju didn't get him here.
Juju,
he signed for the Texans. God damn.
That's scary.
1 year, $7 million. That's a very
their
great value.
I think also their defense is fucking disgusting.
Apparently he took less.
Which is crazy because...
apparently the Cardinals offered him more.
Well, so the whole thing is, the Cardinals asked him to take a pay cut so they could have more cap, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take a pay cut from them. So they cut him. Then he signed for Houston. 1 year, $7 million. But look at that defense. I think he understood, like, I will make less money, but I'm going to win a ring.
Yeah,
and then,
or he's
and then
team that he's
go to free agency next year and
get more money.
Shit,
yeah, it's smart. It's smart.
Right?
From a player standpoint, it's smart.
So, I'll give my winner and my loser. I do kind of have two, but like one of them I already touched on in past podcasts. So, real quick, the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears, I mean, they have done tremendous job at what they were supposed to do. They're playing this great. They are surrounding Mitchell Trubisky with what he needs. And that's all you could have asked for, right?
And then some.
And then some, exactly, yeah. So they brought back Kyle Fuller. They brought him back. They signed Aaron Lynch, who, when he had... Remember Aaron Lynch was great in his rookie season in Chicago? In San Francisco?
Yeah.
You know who he was under?
Current, Vic Fangio. Current
Chicago defensive coordinator.
Yeah, no, so he was a very good passer. He's a tall guy. Big guy, I like that.
All I'm saying is, they signed Prince Mukamara back. They signed Trey Burton, which is probably my favorite of the transactions. Out of everything, out of the Taylor Gabriels, the Allen Robinson.
Your boy Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah, they gave him a ridiculous...
Fantasy guy.
They gave him a ridiculously big contract. That was probably the only bad move they did. They gave him 4 years, $26
million. Oh, Taylor Gabriel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they lost Christian Jones to Detroit, so like... There's a couple moves that I don't like, but I think they're probably my biggest winner, especially if Allen Robinson comes... Like, back to form.
And also have Meredith coming back.
Cameron Meredith's coming back.
And Kevin White.
Don't forget about Tariq Cohen, the GOAT.
Oh, my boy Tariq.
Yeah, well, he's there.
And then for loser, I would probably have to go... You guys added a couple people. Another winner, I'd say the Jags as well. Just real quick.
Or they lost or won?
One. Okay. They got ASJ. They're going to have probably drafted tight end.
Dante
still.
Moncrief. Well, I actually really like that pickup, Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, I
don't like just to replace... Robinson.
Yeah.
He was just like a body.
And they re-signed Marquise Lee.
He's also very young, low-key.
Who?
Moncrief.
Yeah. All right. But like, a lot of people are going to say, like, oh, yeah, he's going to do trash because they're looking at last season when he literally didn't have a quarterback. So yeah. I think
we are going to take a quick break. We're going to take a real quick break. And we will return. We will return shortly after these paid messages.
This Casual Sports Talk episode is sponsored in part by Warm Weather. I'm living it, and you're not, suckers.
So again, thank you to our fantastic sponsor, and we're going to continue this broadcast.
Ethan's full now.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
I'm
ready for a nap.
I have the itis right now.
Yeah. So I'll give you my loser.
Oh God.
I'll give you my loser free agency, and then we'll go to.
I'll give the loser free agency.
Okay, Rob and I give our loser, and then we're going to switch gears to talk about some MLB a bit. So my loser's the Redskins, in my opinion. I mean, you signed Paul Richardson to a 5-year, $40 million contract. That's a bad deal. Paul Richardson...
Overpaid.
Paul Richardson, I think he has upside, and I think he has potential, but in an offense with receivers that are literally all potential, you want a proven guy, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm talking about, at this point, why am I blanking on his name right now? Josh Doctson. I don't know why I blanked on his name. Josh Doctson.
That's your boy.
Literally only had fantasy value last year because he caught long touchdowns, but like his drop rate was incredible.
But now they have.
He was not productive whatsoever. Like, he's almost labeled as a bust at this point.
And
like,
now they have a game manager as their quarterback.
Exactly.
Like, Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So
he's elite.
He's elite. He is elite.
So Paul Richardson and Brian Quick, they signed the receiver spot. I really don't like that.
They got the Zach Brown band.
They did get the Zach Brown band back, which actually is not a bad signing whatsoever.
Very good signing.
But
a great linebacker.
I think in general, I think they're just a loser. It was very underwhelming for me, especially considering that they traded away a great quarterback in Kendall Fuller, plus a third-round pick for Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins go. Like, I don't think it worked that well this offseason for them, so that's probably my biggest loser.
I think my biggest loser were the Indianapolis Colts. They had to make moves, realistically. They had to make so many moves.
Like,
but they have so many holes in their team, and they're in the midst of a rebuild. They literally have nobody right now.
They just did nothing.
They got Danico Autry, who's like, I actually like that. It's not a bad signing. 3 years, almost $18 million, $6.5 million guaranteed. Solid D lineman. And they also traded away that pick there, to the Jets, no?
Yeah, they traded down.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a good move because they could probably get Bradley Chubb at six. And if they don't, they'll get Minka or Derwin James or someone there.
They still get value, and they also got depth. But I mean, I expect them to go into this as huge buyers into this free agency, and I mean, that also ties into the fact that there still are some players left. Who do you guys think some of the free agency the destinations are for some of the big name players
left?
The
entire time, I was thinking DeMarco Murray would go to Detroit.
But they just
signed LeGarrette Blount.
And they have a very crowded backfield, even though DeMarco Murray is easily the best player, would be the best player in that backfield. I think it's still... You're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass, fuck you.
You think LeGarrette Blount is better than DeMarco Murray?
I think he's very solid, yes.
LeGarrette Blount's useful when you want to... When you're at the 2 yard line, you want to punch him for a touchdown.
He's a beast when it goes to short yardage.
Or third and one, and you need to get a first down. Like
the guy rushes. He's a tank. No one can tackle him.
How many people could tackle DeMarco Murray?
Plenty of people.
Plenty of people could tackle LeGarrette Blount too.
No, really.
Really, you don't think anyone can tackle LeGarrette Blount? LeGarrette Blount has never been tackled in his life.
No, he always scores every touchdown, every ball. That's why he was on the Patriots.
Yeah, let's fact check that.
He scored 21 touchdowns, or 18 touchdowns in one season. Rushing touchdowns. Wanna know why? Because the guy can't get tackled.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on. Next one. Where do you guys think Ndamukong is going to go?
Where
do you think he's going to go?
Like, where would I like, where I see
where
him
Where do you
fit?
See him fitting?
Where I see him fitting?
And realistically, be realistic. Let's say the Patriots.
No, I see him going to a 4-3 defense. Obviously. Where do I see him going? I was going to say Rams. They just switched, so... Not the Rams. Maybe Seattle.
This is proof that he has to do his research.
Seattle.
Okay. All right. Do you guys want to shift over? You got any more players that you want to look at?
Well, we could look at... Like, do you guys think Terrell Pryor is going to bounce back, or he's going to have a shitty season again? Like,
no,
do you
think
it's
think,
a
I think,
quarterback
I think problems? The career, the dream is done.
Yeah.
I know. If he goes back to the Browns or Seattle, I think he can have a good year.
I don't think the Browns need a receiver anymore.
Yeah.
No, they don't, but they need a red zone for that, maybe. Who's that really tall guy they can throw the ball up to?
Josh Gordon. How tall is Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon's 6'3".
Okay.
He's all right.
But he's very skinny. He'll
they have Terrell Pryor as backup quarterback.
They could have him as a backup quarterback slash receiver, yeah.
How about Terrell Pryor signs for Arizona and does everything?
Like,
he runs also.
He's done it before.
David Johnson's gonna get injured. He's gonna play running back also.
Hear this idea.
Bold prediction.
Arizona brings back the Wildcat.
Oh my god.
And makes Terrell Pryor take every snap with David Johnson. There you go. That's what's gonna happen. It's
bold prediction.
And Larry Fitz.
Obviously,
my boy,
Larry
Father
Fitz.
Time. My fucking
Father Time. Larry Fitz.
I'm drafting him again this season. I don't give a fuck what you guys say. Notch on me for that.
Okay.
I'm drafting him again.
No,
so, 3 years in a row.
I'm going to draft him and you're going to trade me your fucking team for him.
You're an idiot.
I'm going to force you to draft him second round or some shit like that.
It's okay. As long as no one drafts Marshawn Lynch in the second round.
Well, Harry's not in anymore, so we're good.
So, we're moving on to baseball.
Hi, Harry C.
We're moving on to baseball.
They have to tag him in the fucking when we post it.
You're an idiot.
You gotta tag Harry C.
You're an idiot.
I want to listen.
Okay. Anyways, we're moving on to baseball.
Yeah.
What we're doing right now is giving you guys a season preview of things that we're looking forward to. Right. Things that we think might happen. It's not gonna be a fantasy preview, but we are gonna release a fantasy article this week. Now we have to because we said it.
Yeah. Oh,
we are releasing a fantasy article this week.
Legally binding.
Yeah. So. Busts and sleepers are coming this week.
And breakouts also.
So, things that we are looking forward to for the baseball season. I have a list of 7 things. I'll go through it, Brady and Raph, feel free to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, I'm looking forward to seeing how players will rebound from injury-riddled seasons. So, you're looking at the pitchers like Aaron Sanchez, who dealt with his blisters all year.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
You're looking at someone like Alex Reyes, who's like a highly touted prospect, who's like just coming back from Tommy John. And you're looking at someone like Noah Syndergaard, who's an ace when he's playing, but has had these injury concerns. I'm looking forward to see who's going to get injured again, who's going to come back. Brady brought up a great point off air about what the Jays may want to do with Aaron Sanchez yesterday. I don't know if you remember what you said.
Yeah, pro closer.
So I don't think about putting him closer, but I think if you put him in the
bullpen... Oh, maybe, yeah. You know what? Switch it up.
Yeah, I want to say put him as like a setup man.
Yeah.
I think he worked fantastic. I still think he has a lot left in him as a starter, but like just in case, like maybe look for it towards the near future, especially considering the Jays don't have many starters, right? They have their 5 starters, and they don't have much depth in terms of that, right? So that could be a good idea. Alex Reyes, I really want to see how he comes back, because he's still young. Coming off of Tommy John, like, you always want to see how someone's going to...
He's 23, 24, no?
Yeah, he's 24. I think he's actually 25.
That's young to get surgery also.
Usually
get Tommy John later in their...
But, like, what I'm saying is, like, he was such a highly touted prospect, supposed to be, like, the next big thing in St. Louis, and I I want to see if him up there with Waka and with Martinez, like, I want to see how they can
Martinez.
Do it. And then Noah Syndergaard. I mean, the Mets season really depends on whether Noah Syndergaard is healthy or not. As crazy as it is for me to say, it depends. I mean, it's more general. It's whether their pitching is healthy or not, right? Because
yeah,
Matt Harvey, DeGrom, Mats,
yeah.
They're literally all injury prone. Like,
yeah, but they're all good pitchers when
they're all good pitchers when
they're
healthy. That's the
yeah.
only thing. So
yeah.
I want to see how that's going to happen.
Like, legitimately, like, they could. You could argue that one of the, as a top, all five pitchers, like,
one of the best pitching
yeah.
staffs in the league when
yeah.
healthy.
When healthy.
I can definitely argue that. And
you
I will
argue,
if
yeah.
one, someone wants to argue that with me.
Well,
but
I wouldn't argue against it.
Perfect. So find someone who wants to argue
yes.
us on that. Number two, I'm looking forward to see if Aaron Judge will regress
yeah.
even more.
I think he will. I said it last week in my quote-unquote bold prediction. It wasn't really that much of a bold prediction, but I think he's going to regress much more. I brought up that stat about his
Brady's like, Brady's looking at me like I just said like the craziest thing ever.
No,
like,
my bold prediction is, remember my bold prediction? I said Yankees will finish bottom four in home runs.
Oh, I said I just said that Aaron Judge.
Continue.
I don't think that. I just said Aaron Judge will regress a lot, and I'm gonna try and pull up the stat here about his strikeouts. Remember, I was saying last time he got struck out like 200 times or something.
Yeah.
Like that?
So
yeah.
So in the second half of last season, basically, I'm cutting it like at the
yeah.
All-Star game.
208.
He had 99 after the All-Star game.
Yeah. All season he had 208, which
he
was
batted,
the first in the
league. He batted 228 after the All-Star game. He still did have the 24 home runs, whatever. But I mean, you saw a lot of it fell off. He was batting 228. Before the All-Star game, he was batting 316. So
look, he had the most home runs in the AL. He had the most, the second most RBIs in the AL, third most total bases in the AL. But he also had the most strikeouts in the AL in the entire season.
Yeah,
he was 208 in 2017. That's fucked up. I think that he's going to be overshadowed also by Giancarlo Stanton. I think that Stanton's going to take the spotlight for quite some time, and Judge will feel that and be kind of shrouded in his shadow, kind of thing. I think for that reason, including the strikeouts, that he's going to regress a lot. That people are buying way too high on Aaron Judge right now.
Yeah, I want to say the exact same thing. I think that now that Stanton's there, I'm really looking forward to seeing whether that's going to actually increase Judge's numbers or worsen. Realistically, the home runs, it might take away from it a bit, but it shouldn't affect it that much. It's just in terms of RBIs and runs and see what's going to happen there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want to see how he's going to bounce back from that miserable second.
It also depends where they put him. Is Judge going to be 3 and Stein 4? Or
no?
Stein 3 and him 4.
But
so
I want to say is, like, he had such a miserable second half. Is that going to affect his psyche? Like, is he going to be like, wow, I was so shit. Like, now that Giancarlo Stanton's here, I have to do better. And the pressure might get to him.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
I want him to lower his strikeout ratio for sure. Number three, will Shohei Ohtani be a force to be reckoned with at the MLB level?
Like, I don't know. It's very complicated because we saw him tear it up in Japan. He was
at a different game.
You did not watch a game.
I swear I did. I swear my life I did.
You watched one
I
of his games.
I swear my life
in Japan.
I did.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I saw when he was starting to blow up, I saw this entire like hour segment on 60 Minutes about Shohei Ohtani. I watched an entire 60 minute episode thingy like about him, and then I watched a game right after that, and I was impressed.
That's
I was
beautiful.
Because he was good on both sides, like hitting, pitching,
I'm
and
so
hitting.
Proud.
Yeah, he like, I don't know. It's a different game though. Like yeah, Brady said, it's a different game in Japan. It's hard to say.
And how much are you looking into his spring training? Because his spring training was weak.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It was terrible.
I was contemplating drafting him, but as a pitcher, but I was
like how much are you looking into that, right? I
yeah.
definitely think that there will be some there will be a adjustment period. Maybe start him off in AAA, right? Like who's
yeah.
saying you can't do that?
Yeah,
but
right?
I feel like
yeah.
there was so much like
pressure around him being
yeah.
stud.
Okay, so
because remember the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes, like there was a huge
yeah,
thing going on there. Like I think we literally even posted an article. You literally even posted
an
article.
I didn't post
like,
an article about him. I posted an article about
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
But what I'm saying is, like, what's the harm in sending to AAA, seeing how he works there,
yeah.
and bring him back up in April or
well,
June
I just
or something?
Feel like if he does shit in AAA, it's like, what are you gonna do? Bring him up and him do better than
yeah,
me?
Right.
Obviously not. And just
so then keep
everything.
Him in AAA for a season and then bring him up next year.
That,
you
that,
don't.
That
you don't
kills
want to.
It.
You don't want to stunt his development. You want. You don't want
his
to send him up to the MLB right away.
How old is he?
He's 23.
He's only 23.
Yeah, he's only 23.
Oh, I thought he's a little older than that.
No, a lot of the stars from Japan do come
in
older ages.
Yeah.
You also never know. They're in Japan, you know, they fuck around a little bit. You never know.
Brady's just offended.
Sorry. At our Japanese fans, we're sorry.
Yeah. We love our Koreans better.
Yeah.
What Brady says does not signify what we as a
Brady
as
just
a
offended the entire country of Japan.
Yeah,
so geez. That's an accomplishment. Okay.
No.
Number four.
I don't finish my point.
You offended Japan. I don't think you get to finish
your
point.
Cut off.
All right.
Number four, how will new players fit on their teams? So, Guy, I want to see I basically want to know if Marcelo Ozuna and Christian Yelich will become household names now.
I think Christian
in the markets.
I am really liking Christian Yelich a lot.
Is Rap yelling for Yelich?
Yeah. But the one thing I don't like, somebody that got moved, was Yu Darvish. I don't think he's gonna have a good season.
You did say that. You actually did say that.
I really think he's gonna be a bust.
He was having an awful he wasn't playing well in the postseason.
Yeah.
I think
he's gonna be an entire bust this season. People were buying high on him. Bust. It's my because you call it a bold prediction if you want, but
it's a bold prediction.
You don't know Japanese, do you?
But you were the one that literally just roasted Japan.
I said they may fuck around a little bit and play with people's passports,
make people
older and younger than
they
are.
Yu Darvish also, for the record, is 31.
Yeah,
but,
maybe he's 40.
Anyways, I think he's gonna bust the Cubs, and the Cubs are gonna realize that spending $126 million on this pitcher for 6 years was a mistake. I think he's gonna bust.
Yeah, and in terms of new players, I also want to see if Eric Hosmer is gonna live up to his money.
Yeah,
I say not in the first season. Like I said two episodes ago when I talked about it, not in the first season. But I definitely think longer down the road the investment will pay off. I just think it's gonna be a slow
start.
Well,
they're not gonna win this year. That's why. Like he can't. He's like, I feel like he's the type of guy in the postseasons. He gets some clutch hits. You know, good. He's always good defensively. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he'll be able to. Like what I think he's like what I said about. He'll be what I said Arrieta won't be. I said Arrieta won't be able to help Philly because
I think
Philly's like 2-3 years away, and Arrieta will be, if not gone, be at his final few pitches at that point.
But
Hosmer, in a few years, will be in his prime, kind of, you know, he'll be just hitting his stride. No, he'll be in the league for a few years by then, like, he'll be in his prime and he'll be able to push a team into winning instead of hurting.
I still think that he's going to have an effect on the team now. I still think he... I like Jake Arrieta in Philly.
Yeah.
I think their one of their big problems was their pitching, and now he filled that void, that gap that they had. And I think
we'll see how he plays. He's regressed every year.
And he's 32 now also.
That's what I'm saying. So I really don't think he's that... You know, at least Eric Hosmer, he has a championship mentality. He won in KC. Like, he's bringing a lot with him, you know?
And what about our boy, our collective boy... J.D. Martinez.
See... I'm not like, oh my god, about it.
You know what their GM said?
What?
Who he reminded them of?
Big Poppy. Don't tell me Big Poppy.
Yeah. Or no, wait, was it Big Poppy or was it, No, it was Ramirez.
I didn't hear the quote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He compared, I'll find the quote, keep talking, but,
So the way I look at it, I love me some Betts. Love me some Benintendi. Jackie Bradley is the best defensively out of the three of them. Bogarts,
so
I love you.
First off, Brady's being very biased right now. This is not the goal of our podcast whatsoever. Second off,
excuse me,
that's not the goal of our podcast whatsoever. That brings
excuse me.
That's
excuse
not
me.
The goal of our podcast whatsoever.
I was talking about my Red Sox.
Talking
about our boys.
You're not being biased right now. Stop biasing.
We were talking about the team.
No biasisms.
Ugh.
That should be the title of the episode. No biases.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Manny Ramirez. Yeah.
So
wait, backtrack quickly.
He did say
Alex Cora did say that. I have it right here. The exact quote. He said, somebody asked him, "Who does he remind him of?" And he said, "Manny." And I know people go crazy, always Manny Ramirez, but he can average and stuff like that. Like I think that he actually could play solid like him. It's his hitting, like, out of the ballpark.
I'm very interested in seeing. Because you kind of talked about a lot of the outfielders, right? You said Benintendi, Betts, Bradley, now they have JD. I'm very interested to see what Boston and Milwaukee are going to do with such crowded outfielders. I know they're saying Ryan Braun's going to move to first, but he doesn't like it. And then what do they do with Eric Thames? Like, does he become a bench guy now? Like, I'm just very interested to see how it's going to work
Boston
out.
Boston doesn't do much, doesn't really affect because you just have him DH.
Yes, true. But at the same time, like, it does kind of
affect
it
also affects one. It only affects, the only thing in Boston that affects because they usually have
Hanley Ramirez. Yeah. They play at first now, no?
Well, they play Moreland at first because he's way better defensively.
Yeah, Moreland's fantastic. And he's better, he's a lefty, so he's better against right-handed pitchers.
Yeah, so it's just, now...
So maybe you can have a rotation, have Moreland against righties, Hanley against lefties.
Yeah, play first and you have...
Because Moreland's not good against lefties. Moreland does not hit well against lefties whatsoever. Yeah, yeah. Moreland's the type of guy to have like a 218 average and like 30 home runs, and he's great. It's fantastic production.
I like him.
Okay, all right, we're speeding this up because we do have one final segment to get to. Mm-hmm. So I want to know also, will the offseason moves pay off? So the Padres give me a ton to cash to Eric Hosmer, plus making some like MLB caliber role player trades. Like, you know, they got Freddie Galvis on the low key, Chase Headley, which is like a feel good story, and like Brian Mitchell through trades. I want to see if that's going to pay off. Again, I don't think it will in the first season. I think they're going to need time to mesh and gel as a team. I don't. The Phillies going for the home run, right? They signed Arrieta and Carlos Santana, both to 3-year deals.
No.
Could this finally be the year where Michael Franco passes 30 home runs and be like consistent at bat, right? Mm-hmm. These are a lot of questions that I have. Like, are the Phillies going to bring it all together this year? And lastly, for the Phillies, will you finally see J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery come up? Because we've been talking about J.P. Crawford for like 4 years now, that he's like the number one prospect in the Philly system, but like it's been 4 years. He hasn't really come up yet. Scott Kingery, they have a hole at second base. They need him. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Cesar Hernandez is gone, but if he's not, then they can move him around. He's a very great utility guy. He's great for the bench. But I think Scott Kingery is the future. The middle infield is J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery. That's their future. So I want to see when they're
coming. We hope. We haven't seen them.
Yeah. And then the last offseason move paying off that I was talking about, the San Francisco Giants.
Maybe.
Trading for McCutchen and Longoria.
Yeah.
They're definitely like shortening. They're shortening their window of success, right? Because McCutchen and Longoria are both in their 30s now.
Yeah.
So like their window, right? Their window to win. They're a window team.
Already, like Bumgarner's coming
over. They're extending it a little, and they're closing it for the future, right?
Yeah.
So in like two, three years from now, the Giants will have to start rebuilding.
Yeah. Well, they were. Anyways.
Also, it's an even year. Huh? 2018's an even year. Yeah, they do well every single even year. They love even years.
They love the even years.
So like, will they bounce back?
Probably.
My sixth thing I'm looking forward to, which teams will build from a strong season last year and which teams will regress?
Obviously the Astros will build off of that last year.
Astros will build off. Build. Yeah, you can't really build.
There's nowhere to go more. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But like I'm saying, like they won't regress. Yeah,
but like a team
regress.
Like Minnesota, who just made the wild card, and like I was shocked about it, and I talked about them last week about how great the moves that they made, how much I love them.
Yeah, I think they're going to
I think they can take the next step. I'm asking myself, will they? And I think they can.
Yeah.
They can take the next step to prove that last season wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
And again, I certainly feel it. They made the right roster moves for that. And then I have a fun one here. Which minor leaguer will have the biggest impact in the MLB? Just like the next Aaron Judge or the next Cody Bellinger.
100% Acuna.
Or Gary Sanchez when he got called up 2 years ago.
Acuna.
Matata. Oh,
there's that little thing that accidentally ended. Okay, I took Spanish 101 in CJRA. Brady, I know how to speak Spanish.
Wow. I just said
Acuna Matata.
Acuna Matata, what a wonderful Brave.
Anyways, I think he's going to blow up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh.
You're welcome.
That's Brady's new team name.
Whoa, Atlanta, call us. We just thought of like a great t-shirt thing.
Yeah.
I trademarked. By the time you were listening to this, it has been trademarked.
I've been to Atlanta. I've been there.
You've been to Atlanta?
Brady,
so he's basically the mayor of Atlanta because he's been there once.
Get Nautilor Lloyd on the phone right now. Ask him to please copyright, trademark,
whatever.
Acuna Matata.
What a wonderful Brave.
I've been in the clubhouse. I've seen Justin Upton's...
Just Jump?
What?
That's his Twitter handle. Just Jump or something.
No,
I think back to the actual, we're getting off tangent. I think Acuna is going to do fucking phenomenally. I really hope that they're actually going to play him this season, that he doesn't stay in the AAA.
I like Flash Gordon. Is it
Flash Gordon? Josh Gordon? He switched sports?
Flash Gordon? Josh Gordon?
What? Flash Gordon? Gordon's brother.
Nick Gordon.
Yeah,
he's not coming up
for a couple years. His handle is Flash Gordon also.
He's not coming up for a couple
That's
years.
That's the like MMA him. Fighter.
Yeah.
The Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
Steven Flash Gordon. So, I actually put together a list of like some players that could make an impact. I don't know about the biggest impact. I didn't see Cody Bellinger coming up last year and having as big an impact as he did.
Thank God he did because we
picked him up in fantasy. We had him and Aaron Judge in fantasy, so thank God.
God bless the rookies.
Yeah, so Ronald Acuna was at the top of my list, actually. Victor Robles from the Nationals, I mean, he won't swing the bat like the three examples I gave, but he's great defensively and has a ton of speed, so he can really make a difference in that Nationals outfield.
Yeah.
With Bryce Harper there, like, just saying.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis Jr. from the Padres. Talking about some Padres, like, is he going to make the jump this year? Probably the maybe the biggest impact here, this is like a stretch, it's probably a bold prediction, Lewis Brinson from the Marlins. I don't know if you guys remember him. He was acquired from Milwaukee in that Yelich deal.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I definitely think, listen, the Marlins have a thin roster now, right? It looks
very
like,
thin.
It looks like they probably won't have a great season. So the question is,
maybe one of the worst in MLB history.
Okay, that's a bold prediction. Like,
yeah.
Do you accept that this season's probably like a wash and try your best to develop Brinson, or do you like actually try give Brinson more time in the minors and bring him up? I think you bring him up now, see what he does, send him down.
Or if not, worst case, send him away.
Not that way. Send him down.
No, send him trail.
That's a terrible idea. He's probably the future of that outfield. That's a terrible idea.
Also, I have
you should probably replace Derek Jeter because, like, you have worse ideas than he does.
Yeah.
Honestly, Miami, if you want, we can run your team.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Miami, I've won the World Series and MLB The Show, like, $3 million.
I've watched Moneyball a few times. You know, I know how to run a team.
You're a dumbass. Brady's wearing a Miami Marlins jersey right now.
Yeah.
Jersey wrapping
the team. Jose Fernandez!
A quick bold prediction. I think that, Acuna.
You guys aren't even saving this for... No, save it for the...
We're on topic. Anyways, I think Acuna is going to be the next Chris Bryant circa 2015.
You think he's going to go to third base?
No. I mean MVP.
You think... Acuna for MVP?
Yeah.
What a wonderful Brave.
Not now, but I think that's give it a few years. Give it a few years. 2020, not even. Maybe earlier.
I had two more.
Last 2020.
I had two more, and then we're going to our segment with Sam, Eloy Jimenez, and Luis Robert. It's Robert.
Roberto.
Rudy Gobert.
From the White Sox. I think both of them can come up this year. I think the White Sox are turning the corner now. They're starting to get more and more right because 2 years ago they sold the farm.
Yeah.
For the rebuild, and then they sold. They traded away Quintana. They got Eloy Jimenez as part of that. I think Jimenez is great in left field. Robert is great in center field. I think they're going to make a 1-2 punch, a good impact for the White Sox.
Moncada, second base.
Yeah, Moncada. I hope he takes the next step this year. Because last year he wasn't that great. I hope he takes the next step this year.
Well, he didn't play very much last year.
No, near the end.
I drafted him in fantasy. I think it was a steal, if you ask me.
He's not a steal this year. Yes.
At least.
Oh, I
drafted him like third to last.
And the last one is Christian Arroyo from the Giants. Acquired in the Longoria deal. He should play the hot corner. All right. What we're going to do, we are going to read to you guys. So we're in a fantasy league together for baseball. We're in a 10-man league. We're going to read you our rosters. And
I have team names.
I haven't even said my team name.
Yeah,
but Brady has.
But
I haven't even changed my team
name. Ethan's team name is better than Brady's currently.
Yeah, my team name is Ethan Swell Team because I haven't changed it yet. But
Ethan ain't so swell.
Yeah.
It's like that standard.
You know what? At
Yahoo
this point,
team.
I'm telling you right now, it's becoming Acuna Matata.
Acuna. Sure, you're right, Acuna. Anyways, yeah, Brady, what's your team name?
Bryce D's Bogarts.
Anybody want to know why?
Anybody understand that at all?
Neither do we. We don't know why. You guys want to take a guess? If you guys can guess why, we will send you...
Free merch,
yeah.
Okay.
It's coming soon.
Comedy card.
Okay, so, who wants to go first?
I got my team up and ready.
All right, yeah. Brady, read us your team and we'll tell you how shit it is. Well, my team
is lit, actually.
Okay.
I got Buster Posey, Miguel Sano.
Can you read a little faster? Because I don't
want to Gordon, hours. Justin Turner, Xavier Bogarts, Bryce Harper, Lorenzo Cain.
Xander Bogarts. You can't even read.
It's your favorite team. And it's your boy.
Xavier
Bogarts.
Oh my god.
Xander Bogarts.
Okay. All right. Go.
Bryce Harper, Lorenzo Cain, Jonas Cespedes, Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber.
Scooter Jeanette.
We should have an episode of us just pronouncing names.
LeBron.
Wilson
Ramos.
LeBron James.
Wilson Ramos.
You have two catchers, but okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, hurry up! Come on.
Josh Harrison. Chris Sale, Madison Bumgarner, Jose Quintana, Jonathan Cueto, Sean Doolittle, Brandon Morrow, Toronto's Pride and Stroman, Michael Fulmer, and Garrett Richards.
Someone should have read it for Brady. Okay, Rob, your team right. name and your...
All right, my team name is Melky Discharge.
That's terrible.
Melky Cabrera. I think I'm going to change the name to somebody that I have on my team, which I will now...
Oh, I thought
read
you were pissing hot. You know.
All
right,
yeah.
Go.
Gonorrhea.
Okay, anyways. I have JT Real Muto. Then I have Will Myers, Jonathan... I don't know if it's Scoop or Shoop.
It's Jonathan Scope, but he's
Shoop
to us.
It's Shoop. Rafael Devers, Trey Turner, who is my first-round draft pick.
Trash.
Love it. Best shortstop in the league. Anyways.
We're going to have that debate next episode. Continue.
Hey, it's a
We don't have time.
Segue to bold predictions.
We're going to have
JD Martinez, Starling Marte, Byron Buxton, who I thought was a steal, Carlos Santana, Didi Gregorius, also a steal, Bradley Zimmer, Yoan Moncada, and Eric Thames in my fielding. And now in my pitchers, I have Steven Strasburg, Carlos Carrasco, Sonny Gray, Blake Snell, Ken Giles, Brad Hand, Hector Neris, and Archie Bradley.
Trash! Jesus! Oh, God.
Yeah, it says Brady. You can't even name fucking... Brady, what's Bogart's first name?
Xavier.
I thought he was your fucking boy.
Yeah, all right, okay. This is going to be like an hour-long episode. I'm sorry, guys, but yeah, we had a lot to cover.
It's fault.
It's definitely not my fault.
It is Brady's fault.
So, my catcher... we'll just go through. Jonathan Lucroy, Anthony Rizzo, DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado, Javi Baez, Andrew Benintendi, the ladies are yelling for Christian Yelich, Gregory Polanco, Manny Machado, Kyle Seager, Matt Carpenter, Jason Kipnis, and I go to my pitchers, big Justin Verlander, big Luis Severino, Lance McCullers Jr., Jose Berrios, they're really young, my pitchers, except for Verlander, but they're really young, Raisel Iglesias, Brad Bratch, Kenta Maeda, Danny Salazar, and Sean Manea. So, we're going to move on to our new mainstay segment, bold predictions. Brady didn't know how it worked last week, so I'm going to explain it again. We're going to say a bold prediction, we're not going to explain it, and no one's going to say you're a fucking idiot.
No, I have an idea.
What?
You say a bold prediction, and then Brady and I will say agree or disagree. That's it. Not why, not
perfect.
Where.
And then we move around in a circle.
The only reason why I argued that one bold prediction is so fucking dumb. It wasn't even bold.
Half of what you say is dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Ethan, do you want to start us off?
I'll start us off. Ready?
Okay.
Four quarterbacks will go in the top 10 of the NFL draft.
I think you say this every
single
week. No, I said six quarterbacks will go in the first round.
The first round, yeah.
Now I'm saying four quarterbacks in the top 10.
Okay.
How about no fucking comments? So I don't have to explain myself.
Agreed. I said
agreed.
Comments.
Okay, wrap.
Fuck you.
I said, didn't you say that last week?
Yeah,
no
he
comments.
Made the comments more than I did.
Anyways,
go.
Jesus
I agree. I say agree. Brittany, do you agree or disagree?
This is Ethan, I disagree. Fuck you.
I say that two teams that were top of their conference last season will be again this season. Every other division
in
the NFL.
In what? Okay.
In the NFL, every other division will have new people. No, new teams. Sorry, at the top.
That was like way too. That's messing
that's,
with their
brain.
Yeah. I agree.
Only
I
two
don't
teams.
Understand.
Only
no,
two teams that were only two teams that were ahead of
the
conference
point,
last season.
No, make it more clear.
Division.
Make it more clear.
Division, not conference. Sorry, I say division. Bold prediction, Brady.
Bold prediction. Chicago wins the division. The Bears.
Disagree.
All right. Saquon Barkley.
Fuck, I was going to say something about him.
Will break the record for most touches in a rookie season in NFL history.
Agree.
And who holds it?
I don't know, but he's going to break the record. I don't even know what it is. I'm being bold right here.
I agree. I'm also going to Google it.
Disagree.
Okay.
I think it's what's it called? Zeke. Last his rookie year.
Rap, your turn. Oh, it's James Wilder.
James Wilder? Who the fuck is James Wilder?
You swear to me.
492 touches in 1984 on a team that doesn't exist anymore.
All right, what's Rap, your turn.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Actually, no, it does work.
What?
Sorry, I saw the abbreviation. I was like, who the fuck is this? And then, never mind.
Okay,
sorry,
go.
It was a weird abbreviation.
You said they don't exist anymore.
I was going to say Saquon Barkley is going to be the best running back in the league this season.
Wow, that's bold.
That's also, first off, I mean, I can't be saying comments, but like, that's so subjective. Best running back.
No, Ethan's
like,
just a
stat-wise.
Well,
stat-wise. Okay, look,
Ethan's
like,
just by her because Le'Veon Bell
okay,
is the best.
Fair.
And he's
okay.
Like hearing otherwise.
No, it's just stat-wise.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
It's
right.
A very like subjective.
Yeah.
Okay, Brady.
I think D. Gordon's gonna lead the league majors in batting average.
Okay, disagree. Just because one of my bold predictions is Jose Ramirez will win the AL batting title.
Oh.
So that's actually one of my bold predictions. So, disagree on Brady. Rap.
I disagree on both.
Why are you thinking out?
Well, I said it, so
oh,
I gotta say
it
again.
Okay,
all right, my bold prediction. Ready? Going hockey here. The Vegas Golden Knights will lose in the first round of the NHL playoffs.
Wow.
Is that really bold?
I disagree.
Whatever, yeah, okay.
That is bold.
I mean, listen,
to the second they'd win the Stanley Cup.
They have the second best record in the West. Like, no one's really expecting them to lose
the
first round.
It's a new team. It's like saying the Houston Oilers were going to win it. It's like saying
Houston Oilers.
It's like saying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which clearly aren't a team anymore.
Yeah, fuck off. It's like they just came back. Yeah, you know? First you're back in
the game. All right, Rap, your turn.
Poor. Not really much of a bold prediction, but Aaron Judge is going to lead the league in strikeouts again.
It's definitely not bold. That's the opposite
of
bold.
That's like very, it's like common.
Yeah, that's a lot of people think
like,
that he's going
to... Literally my sister can say that.
I think she did tell me that.
Yeah.
Did she write that for you?
Yeah. Oh. Is Paige writing your stuff? Is Paige ghostwriting for you?
She's ghostwriting, yeah.
Right. Alright. Brady.
Me. I think Houston doesn't make the playoffs this year. Astros.
That's bold. Disagree. Rap.
Disagree. Hard disagree.
Alright, ready for this one? LeBron James will recruit Damian Lillard to join his next super team.
Okay. Disagree.
Disagree.
That was bold.
I think a better bold one would be I'd rather see that Le'Veon Bell is going to recruit Damian Lillard to drop another mixtape together. To drop a mixtape together.
I'm in on that too.
I'm in. Agree. All right.
Bold prediction. bold prediction. Texans are going to get AFC South. They're going to win the AFC South.
Honestly, Tennessee and Jacksonville are great teams.
They are.
It's going to be a real tough
competition.
But, like,
Deshaun Watson coming back.
It's actually, you know what? I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You just agree.
It's very possible.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Hey, right. No discussion. No discussion.
Oh, God.
That's the whole rule, Brady.
All right, Brady. Go.
I just lost my train of thought with that.
I'll go then.
You go and I'll come back.
The Philadelphia Phillies will make the playoffs this year.
Disagree.
Phillies. Disagree.
Disagree also.
Major. Major alert. Did you count?
Major alert. Major key. Let's do one more.
I got two because I missed one.
Okay.
I think Team Banana Boat will actually play together 1 year.
Okay.
I think it's pretty bold.
Agree.
It's hard. It would be hard to make it happen. So that's bold. And number two, I think Tom Brady wins MVP again next year.
It's not bold at all.
Why is it not bold?
Because he's like, that's not bold. Saying that Kirk Cousins will win the MVP is bold. I don't know if you know the definition
of
bold.
Alex Smith.
That's bold.
That's bold.
Very bold. And I disagree. All right. So I have three more. I'm going to say them real quick.
Three more.
Yeah. All right, ready? Jose Berrios will be in the AL Cy Young shortlist. I don't think he'll win it, but I think he'll be on the shortlist.
That's fair. Bold.
That's fair.
That's bold. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I could agree.
You Kirk Cousins that.
I Kirk Cousins that.
Ready?
I like that. You like that?
The Pac-12 will only have one team in next year's March Madness tournament, and that's their conference champion. One team.
I disagree. I think it's.
You think it's like two out there?
I think it's two out there. Yeah.
It's very possible it's two out there, but like, I just think the conference is really weak.
Yeah.
Especially considering that Arizona's losing a lot of talent next year.
I thought
USC
we were
is losing a lot of talent this year.
I thought we were supposed to explain.
I'm sorry.
Ethan doesn't know his own rules.
Whoa. Everybody knows the rules. One bite.
We're not Barstool. Come on.
We're not a Josh Rosen podcast.
We are not. No, we're not a Josh Allen podcast. We could be a Josh Rosen podcast.
Okay, that's weird. All right. Did we look into what the price would be for a website for Josh Rosen podcast?
No, we looked into the price for Draft Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
By the way, we own DraftLamarJackson.com.
Yeah, I like that one.
Surprise. And then my last one, and this is not going to be bold. This is very bold. The UMBC Twitter account guy. Next year, he'll have a job at ESPN.
What?
That's so random.
It's so like, it's like, that's more out than another one.
Yeah.
All right. So,
any more
bold predictions?
Go blue.
Go blue.
As Brady says,
go blue.
Hand off the last, I think, three podcasts I've said go blue.
Yeah, and they've been winning, especially with that buzzer beater.
Go blue.
That was crazy.
It's fair.
Thank
go
you guys
blue.
So much.
Disagree.
There'll be an article out this week on Fantasy Baseball. We want to thank you for your support and everything. Good luck to everyone on the March Madness brackets if they haven't been busted yet by Virginia or Arizona.
Go blue.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Snapchat.
Send us DMs as
and
always.
Send us DMs as always because they're wide
open
for you guys.
Especially Brady.
Especially Brady.
Especially Brady.
Ready, Brady? I'm about to sign off.
Go blue.
All right, we're out. Bye, guys.
Bye.